40 years of rock in Wichita. T95, the rock station.
Hey, Sam, it's Meatball with T95. How are you, man?
Fantastic. How are you today?
I'm great, man. How's everything going with the tour so far?
Oh, it's been good. I mean, it was a long summer. We did 10 and a half weeks with Breaking Benjamin, so it was a lot of fun. It was just a lot.
Well, let's talk about this tour. It's kind of special for a couple of reasons. One, it's kind of a precursor to the upcoming album, and two, Dean is leaving the band after this run, after like 15 years, right?
Yeah, almost 15 years. So, yeah, you know, the truth of it is that he's like, he'll still probably do shows with us, but he's just not going to tour. So, you know, he's on this album already, which we have a bunch of it finished, but not the whole thing by any means. But, you know, it's really kind of bittersweet, but he has kids that are a little bit older than our kids now.
Sure.
And definitely older than our kids, because my kids are all under 5 and so steep. But Dean's kids are, I think, 8 and 12 now.
Okay.
It's time. He's just like, I need to be home for a while for them, you know, and to inspire, be inspirational, whatever.
Are you getting like some last jabs in at him on the road while you got him?
I mean, not really, because we're kind of, you know, we're sad that he's not going to be with us for everything. But so it's kind of like, I don't know. I mean, I'm happy for him that he's doing the stuff with his family. So
yeah, for sure.
That's like the main thing.
I want to talk about your show a little bit. You know, Chevelle's a very engaging band live. You guys talk to the crowd, and, you know, obviously bands feed off of that energy. I've been having this discussion with some friends, and I'm curious, from a band's perspective, this thing of, like, people sectioning off VIP sections and chairs on the floor, like, does that affect a band's perception during a show?
It's not really acceptable, honestly. I mean, I remember a couple years ago, we did this tour with Bush, and they had hired this, like you said, a VIP company. And mm-hmm. The VIP company themselves would, like, halfway through our show, they would go and push everybody back from the front and put, like, a velvet rope up. And then walk, you know, 12, 15, 30, 50 people into the front. And that happened one day. And, of course, Pete was like, what's happening here? And it was pretty ridiculous. So we told the VIP company, like, you can't do that anymore. You know, that's crazy. And I get the VIP thing. We don't do it because it's just, I don't know.
I mean, I feel like it would affect the vibe of the show, because, I mean, you want those high-energy people, you know, up front, those guys that are going to be just shoving their way up to the front, and then if they're barricaded back.
I mean, that's the truth of it. Yeah, I agree with you. We just don't do it. It's just not for us. And I'm not the type of person to buy a VIP, meet the, you know, band kind of experience. That is to say, I mean, if I had the money, I'm usually happy to buy a better ticket.
Right.
So that's really cool. You know, but that's usually, I don't know, that makes a big difference when you're talking about, like, a big arena shows.
Right,
like,
right. Well, and that's the thing is, like, those big arena shows, you don't really have a general admission ticket anymore. You pay for VIP, and then the people that are on the floor, they're sitting in seats.
That's true, I know, because I know they didn't want anybody, standing up and disrupting the person in the seat. Don't be disruptive at the rock concert.
I was going to say, isn't that the whole point of a rock show, is to be disruptive?
That's my understanding.
Well, thankfully, you guys are coming to the Cotillion. It's wide open. People are going to be right up on the rail. Pretty excited for that. You guys are working on some new music. Like you said, it's been 3 years since North Corridor. New album has been announced. Did I hear it's got some kind of, like, concept to it? Something about Mars? Sam, you there?
I don't know what happened. He may have dropped. He may just have a bad patch of service or something. And we're back.
Sam, you there?
We're back. Yeah, that's probably on me. I only have one bar of service.
No, it's fine. Some days I'm kind of jealous of people that don't have cell signal. Like, they just, you know, they can just live out life and not be contacted every 5 seconds, you know?
Dude, that is such a fair point. One of my favorite parts of the last 10 years is when my phone got, I lost it or something, and they're like, oh, it's going to take 3 days to get a phone to you. And then you just go through that sort of thing, right, where it's like, withdrawal for the first day, and then it's kind of this weird acceptance for the second day and the third day. You're like, what the hell do I need a phone for?
Right? It's almost euphoric.
It is. And you get it back and you just set it down on the counter and walk away.
So let's see.
Sorry about that.
Oh, no, it's fine. Let's see. We're talking about 3 years since North Corridor. You guys have announced the new album. Heard you've got some stuff ready to go for this new one. In fact, I think it's pretty well set and done, right?
No, totally not. And we've actually kind of, we were talking about it so much, I think that it kind of, people thought that it really was finished, but it's not finished at all.
Okay.
But we are working on it. We spent a long stint, 6 weeks in the studio before we left on that summer tour, and that's why I think that it kind of got there. But it's definitely not finished. We have probably two or three more songs to do, and all the songs that are sort of finished, they still need work as well. So, but, you know, we're hoping spring, summer. I'm not really supposed to say that because anything could happen.
Sure, sure.
I mean, we're certainly excited about the fact that we get to write new music.
And did I hear there's like a Mars concept to this record?
Well, P likes to write about anything that he's interested in at the time, and he really tries to leave words like I, you, me, things like that. He tries to not write that way and just write about just interesting things that are either happening around him, happening in the world, whatever. And one of his real big interests, and mine as well, is colonizing Mars. And
that's cool.
So that idea is just, I think there's a lot to pull from right there. And that's kind of why we've been spending a lot of time on it.
And then my understanding, too, is that this is going to be a little more of a melodic album from you guys, too.
Yeah, I think so. We definitely have the last two records, North Corridor and La Gargola, were really heavy albums. We really wanted them to be heavy albums. That was interesting to us, but I feel like those records didn't necessarily reach the audience that we wanted to. It reached our audience, but
right.
We kind of were hoping to reach sort of like a metal, really hard rock audience with those albums. And I don't know that it happened. And so we did those albums. That's something that we wanted to do and wanted to write some really heavy music. And if you don't know those albums or into heavy music, they should check them out because they really are heavy. But because of that, so now we're just like, well, let's go and do a more melodic record this time because we already did two heavy albums. So that's kind of where we're at with it. And that's why I think we're looking forward to being different from the last two.
And really, it doesn't matter, you know, if you guys are doing, you know, more melodic stuff or if you're doing the heavier stuff. Like, Chevelle still has this unique sound to it. Like, you know, a lot of bands, you can identify them pretty quick by the sound of the singer, but like you guys, you hit that first bar and it's like, oh, that's a Chevelle song.
Oh, well, that's great, man. I'm glad. And I mean we've published about 100 songs roughly at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that if you are a music fan and you go through those songs, you'll see that there's barely two songs that are alike.
Yeah,
I mean, obviously, there's going to be one or two that may have some similarities, but I think they are all very, very different from each other.
How do you get that much?
That's a difficult thing to do.
How do you get that much sound to come out of three dudes?
It's really about simplicity, bass, guitar, drums, just keeping it simple, and really using good equipment and spending the time on getting the sound that it is really right. I mean, it just takes time, and you just got to fill out all those different frequencies, low end, high end, and a bunch of mid range. I mean, that's the technical aspect of it. How else you do it? I don't know. It's just what we do.
Yeah. Well,
that's
and you guys,
it connects, you know?
You're not a band to use like a whole lot of, like you said, keep it simple. You don't use a lot of frills, you know, a lot of backing stuff. It's pretty much just three guys and their instruments up on stage when you're there.
Yeah, we don't have any, there's nothing that's recorded or any of that kind of stuff. It's all live, obviously. So, either you can do it or you can't. that's what it ends up being. You know, either you can do it or it falls apart.
Well, I would definitely say you guys can do it. You've been hanging on for, well, not hanging on. You've been kicking ass for, you know, the better part of 20 plus years now. And we're stoked to have you guys here at the Cotillion. No VIP sections, as far as I know. Everyone's going to be right up on the rail with you guys. Night one of our Not So Silent Nights 2019, Sam with Chevelle. We are beyond stoked to have you guys back here in Wichita.
Yeah, it's great. We're happy to be headlining again and coming through. It's going to be a lot of fun for us as well.
This is T95.
What do you think the teacher's gonna look like this year?